You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is in the studio with me. And on the phone, we're joined by Heather Elliott of Peel and Holland. She's talking about changes being implemented as a result of the Affordable Care Act. And Heather, thanks for coming back for round two.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, like Tracy said, and we should share with everyone listening, that Heather visited us previously on September 18th with the first of a three-part series on what we should be learning about with the Affordable Care Act. And I'd like to open by personally thanking you and Roy Riley, your president of Peel and Holland, for agreeing to do this. I noticed early on this year that your company has sort of stepped out in a leadership position in trying to get us all thinking about these changes that are coming down the pike. So we talked before about what this health reform or Affordable Care Act means for an individual. And today we're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty, this middle segment. What's it going to cost me? And is the government going to help pay my premium? That's the big, what do you call it, the big canasta? I don't know. It's the elephant in the room.
Definitely the question on everyone's mind, and I'm going to say that depends. And it does depend on basically what your income is, whether you are eligible for subsidy or how much it's going to cost you. So if you are someone that makes less than 133% of federal poverty level, then we've talked before, then you will be Medicaid eligible. So that's not a concern. If you are between 133% of federal poverty level and 400%, then you do have some subsidy available, and that does stagger depending on how close you are to the lower end of that federal poverty level scale. To find that, I would just say Google search it. You can Google search federal poverty level 2014, and the very first hit will pull up a chart that tells you, for example, a family of four, you could make between about $31,500 up to about $94,000 and be eligible for subsidy. Obviously, a lot more subsidy the closer you are to that $31,500 than as you get to the $94,000, then that's the cutoff. As far as who can get subsidy, then it's completely based on income.
Okay, so where is the point? Where is the absolute point again of where the subsidy availability ends?
400% of federal poverty level.
Okay, we got that. So, how are those federal poverty levels established?
That's something that's indexed every year, kind of like the inflation index. You know, I don't know exactly who is involved in setting that, but it's something that is used, obviously, for everything from school lunches to now healthcare reform.
Okay, now give me an example of a family of four.
Okay.
And what subsidy they would receive and how they would go about getting it.
Sure. So if you have a family of four that the annual income, the modified adjusted gross income off the tax return, just to reference that, is $60,500, say. The way that premium is calculated, it doesn't matter if the plan cost is $1 million, it's still calculated on that family's income. So you take the $60,543 and multiply that by 8.05% of income. So the family's cost share of that winds up being about $400 a month, where the subsidy payment would pick up the remainder of that.
Well, how does one get in to the system for that subsidy to occur? Is that the issue of signing up in a health exchange or what?
It is. Starting October 1st, the health exchanges should be live. Kentucky has their own, which is Connect, KYNECT.
Do you know? Have you heard I heard on one of the comedy shows, they called it, don't tell me. They referred to it as KY Necked instead of Connect. I thought that was kind of embarrassing.
that is. But you will see more marketing and more advertising to make the public more aware of the exchange availability. Now, you don't have to just sign up yourself online. There's a call center available. Agents do play a role. So if you are subsidy eligible, then health insurance agents that have chosen to complete the training and be certified can also enroll you in that and help you decide which plan works best for your family and to help navigate that. There are also the connectors, which are going to be, the list of locations is going to be available on the website October 1st for where you can go to meet with a connector. The difference between a connector and an agent or a application assistant, the application assistants and the connectors are very similar, but neither can advise you on which plan or the details of those plans. They can just help you enroll in the system, help you with the logistics of the system, where it does, you know, there's no difference in price to you as a consumer, where an agent is able to help advise you and disclose the details of the plans.
Wow. So let me ask you again. So you said you could talk to a connector. Is the agent with the connector, or is an,
no,
are we talking separate?
Right. You have separate paths. The application assistant and the connector are very similar in that they can, you know, just advise you of how to navigate the system, how to click on this and click on that and enter your income and if you need to look at your tax return to get that. But where an agent actually would be more involved within, there are two carriers available on the Kentucky Exchange for Individual Coverage, for example, and that would be Anthem and the Kentucky Health Cooperative. So an agent would be able to advise you between those two carriers and what the plans look like, the network, all that nitty-gritty, the details.
You're sort of an insider. I have heard from other sort of insiders that the Kentucky Exchange Connect isn't quite together yet. Have you heard that?
Not at all. It looks like to me from the training that it's ready. They just need to turn it on October 1st.
Fabulous. So do you know what that's going to look like in Western Kentucky, where connectors are going to be?
Some of that is in the late stages. I know that West Kentucky Allied Services is coordinating a lot of that and that there will be connectors available, you know, in different locations. Several through them. There are, not to say that that's by any means the only ones available. I know, for example, in Graves County, the Family Resource Centers are going to be available to help their families that they serve in enrolling. Where in Callaway, the Health Department, I know they're going to have connectors there. And then depending on where West Kentucky Allied stations, their connectors, they're in charge of this area from what I understand.
Heather, how has the private insurance business changed with this healthcare reform rolling out?
Well, this, you know, we're only discussing individual plans here, and there are still individual plans available off of the exchange. For example, if you still want a national network, because the plans available in the exchange are limited, you're only going to have a Kentucky network. So if you went to Vanderbilt, unless it was for an emergency, they would not be covered. So the exchange networks and plans are very different from what we know today, from being able to go basically to any provider in our network. So there are definitely still private insurance plans. And then also, you know, we will be assisting people enroll that are eligible for subsidy or that just for what some reason chose to go into the exchange. We would be helping them enroll in that. And we are doing that through group sessions, both group and then, in certain cases, individual one-on-one sessions.
As you've been doing webinars around the community, what have been the primary worries that you've heard?
I think there's been so much uncertainty about what the plans looked like, and still, I mean, we are just now getting the details of those. I think the uncertainty has been the greatest concern.
Mm-hmm. And it somewhat continues. listen, Heather, thank you very much for being with us today, and we'll wrap up this three-part series on Thursday at 11:15. I appreciate the service you're doing our community.
Thank you.